And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and all who are listening. Today we are going to be in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 8, but only in verses 12 through 36. This is part of the Soft-Spoken Bible In series. Who knows how long it is going to take, but it's slow reading, meditation on His Word, mixed with prayer for you. So before we begin, let's pray. Dear Adonai Elohim, Heavenly Father, thank you again for another episode, another opportunity to speak your word. For your word says that the highest praise to you is to speak and return our word back, your word, to return your word back to you through our mouths, through our hearts. So I thank you, Father, for this timeless classic, divine word from you, and that we get to have insight into your heart, into your mind, into your spirit. Thank you for being with those, Lord, in whatever journey they are on. Just draw us nearer to you. Draw us so close to you, Lord, that we are infused with you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, by the power of the sweet Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, thank you for brooding, hovering, as if a hen hovers over her chicks that are about to hatch, that you hover over this word as we proclaim it, as we meditate on it. Thank you for your revelation, whatever you want to reveal. And thank you more than anything for your presence. Your presence, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray, by the power of you, Holy Spirit. Ruach HaKodesh, Amen. Proverbs chapter 8, continuing verses 12 through 36. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and find out knowledge and discretion. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogance and the evil way and the perverse mouth I hate. Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me, kings reign, and rulers decree justice. By me, princes rule, and nobles, all the judges of the earth. I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. Riches and honor are with me, enduring riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold. Yes, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I traverse the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of justice, that I may cause those who love me to inherit wealth, that I may fill their treasuries. The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I have been established from everlasting, from the beginning, before there was ever an earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I was brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth or the fields or the primal dust of the world, when he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limit, so that the waters would not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth. Then I was beside him as a master craftsman, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in his inhabited world. And my delight was with the sons of men. Now therefore, listen to me, my children, for blessed are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and do not disdain it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoever finds me finds life, and obtains favor from the Lord. But he who sins against me wrongs his own soul. All those who hate me love death. Lord, thank you for your word. What stood out to me, sweet friend, is verse 31. When the Holy Spirit, this is the Holy Spirit speaking about all his fruits being better than gold, verse 19, than fine gold. The fruits that I discussed when I shared Psalm chapter 42 for day 90. And in verse 31, rejoicing in his inhabited world, rejoicing in the Holy Trinity's inhabited world. The Holy Spirit's delight was with the sons of men, with his creation. Daily, the Holy Spirit was the Father's delight and Jesus' delight. Oh, I think about that. Especially right now, as you hear the wind blowing in the ocean, over the ocean. I think about that. I meditate on that. That, you know, think about it. We think we own the world, don't we? We're here for 120 years tops, if that. Maybe 80, maybe 90. And yet tomorrow's not promised to any of us. But we live as if we will be here until we are about 120 years old, don't we? And we believe that we own the world. But no, we are just stewards of this world. We're only here about 120 years tops. He owns the world. This is his world, not ours. We're just stewards. We are just stewards, my sweet friend. This is his inhabited world. And this was his world before it was inhabited by his creation of mankind. So Lord, I just thank you for helping us to remember that this world doesn't belong to us. It belongs to you. Now, Jesus, you gave us the keys to push back the kingdom of darkness. Help us to do that with the help of the sweet Holy Spirit. Stir up those fruits, O Holy Spirit, your fruits that are better than gold. In Jesus' name I pray, by the power of the sweet Holy Spirit, amen. I also want to say that there is a difference between listening to the Lord and hearing the Lord. Anyone can just hear, but listening takes effort, takes practice, takes time to be with him in the secret place, listening to his voice, listening to his guidance and his direction. I will see you in the next Bible In series. And until then, before we go...
And sweet friend, I wanted to ask you, do you go to church right now in the area where you live? Comment below where you live. I would like to know, and I will pray for you. Now I have a question, a very important question. If you died right now, where would you go? If it's heaven, do you believe you would go to heaven? Let me ask you this. If God were to say, when you got to heaven, why should I let you into heaven? What would you tell him? Would you say, I've been a good person? I paid my tithes. I went to church. I fed the poor. I visited the sick. I helped my parents. I helped my brother, on and on. Well, God said in his word through the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, all have sinned. And Romans 6, 23 says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And Romans 10, 13 says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Pray this with me. Heavenly Father, I believe that Jesus died on the cross for me and rose again. I give you my life. I want Jesus Christ to come into my life and into my heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Sweet friend, what has changed? You now have a personal relationship with God. Jesus' death on the cross opened the door for you to have an intimate relationship with God. He is your Father, and He loves you and desires to take care of you. You are forgiven. It doesn't matter what you've done. When Jesus died on the cross, your sins weren't just forgiven. They were forgotten. You're starting all over again with a clean slate. You are on your way to heaven. Heaven and hell, sweet friend, really do exist. And if you die today, heaven will be your new home. You are a child of God. You now belong to His family. That means you can trust Him completely to take care of you. He desires to meet your needs and help you live in health and victory. You might be asking yourself, now what? Pray. When you meet someone new, the best way to get to know that person is by talking to him or her. Well, that's what praying is. Talking to God. You can talk about anything you want to. For example, how thankful you are for Jesus. Any needs you have. Or just say hello. Then, listen. God has much to say to you. You may not hear Him with your physical ears, but you'll hear Him with your heart. Next, read the Bible. Everything you want to know about God can be found there. You can discover His personality, His plan for your life, and how much He loves you. Think of the Bible as spiritual food that can help you grow into a strong Christian. Then, attend a church. Find a church where you are loved and accepted, and that preaches the Word of God and has the move of the Holy Spirit. If you only have the Word, you will dry up. If you only have the Spirit, you will blow up. But if you have both the Word and the Spirit, you will grow up. There you will find people who can guide and encourage you. And finally, follow the commandment of love. There is nothing you could have done to earn your salvation. It's a free gift. You follow God's commandments not to earn or keep your salvation, but because you love Him and want to be obedient to Him. God's greatest commandment to us is to love one another just as He loves us. Each day, strive to follow this love commandment. If you mess up, just ask Him to forgive you and help you. Your life will continue to be transformed by God's great love for you. And so that I may get to know you better, let me know in the comments where you are from and any prayer requests, and I will take it to the throne of God and intercede for you. That means stand in the gap for you. Hallelujah. God said in His word that angels rejoice when just one soul has been transferred from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of God's light. And that's what's just happened. Congratulations. This was the best decision you ever made.
Until next time, blessings to you.